Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Time now for University Showcase, shining the spotlight on the athletic programs, coaches, players, administrators, and fans at Tennessee State University, Trevecca University, and the Ohio Valley Conference. Now, here's your host of University Showcase, Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good start to a good day. What a beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful weekend in store. University Showcase. We've been doing this show, I don't know, 7, 8 years, I guess. And Tennessee State University has been with us every step of the way with the former AD Teresa Phillips and now Dr. Mickey Allen. And a little bit of a treat this morning for me for a lot of different reasons. One of them being that I am the play-by-play announcer at TSU in football and doing the coaches show. And I've seen the last 7 years every football game TSU has played. So maybe I need to be breaking down the film for new head coach Eddie George. Good morning, Eddie. How you doing, man?
Man, good morning, man. You are absolutely correct. It is a gorgeous day outside, man. It is beautiful. But I'm blessed, highly favored, man. This is an honor and a privilege to be on with you today.
Well, you don't want me breaking down film. We'll start right there. Congratulations, Eddie. The 22nd head football coach, just an amazing, tradition-rich program. Every stop of the way, and especially the pinnacle of that, the legendary Hall of Famer coach John Merritt. But just talk about being called coach. Have you gotten used to that? Hey, coach.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little used to it. It's been almost a little over a month since the announcement. I have to admit, earlier on when people were calling and yelling coach, I'm looking around and seeing the coach is there, only to realize they were talking to me. But certainly it's an honor to be called the head coach of the Tennessee State University Tigers. And you're absolutely correct. There are big shoes to fill. When it comes to the tradition of head coaches that have coached at Tennessee State, John Merritt being one of them. I mean, he set a standard that's tough to match, it's going to be a challenge, but one that I look forward to, in bringing in the right people, devising the right plan, and ultimately, investing into our student athletes. That's what I look most forward to, is getting into their minds, their hearts, and to shift the culture to a winning product that people can be proud of.
Will you actually answer my next question of why now for you? You've got all your entrepreneurial endeavors, certainly your landscape architecture business, very successful. Your your successful acting career, stage and on film, all the other things that you are into. Why TSU? Why a head football coach right now in your life?
You're absolutely right. Those things I weighed heavily before making this decision. Talked to various coaches, talked to various CEOs, just talked to a lot of different people that know me in terms of what this opportunity means. This really is not about me per se. That makes sense. It is, but it's not. And I'll explain that. Head coaching is a calling. And I had to really be sensitive to what God has put out for me to do. I enjoy the stage. Yes, I've done some things in terms of acting and my entrepreneurial ventures. And those things won't be affected. I still have an opportunity to build my business through this opportunity. In terms of acting, the idea of being in a film is not going to happen, but I bring elements of the acting world to my football head coaching endeavors, in terms of storytelling, in terms of listening. The best thing an actor can do on stage is to listen and to respond. And that's a quality I think that most great leaders must have in order to understand what's happening and then make the right decisions based off of what's set out in front of you, not making assumptions. So those things have really, I guess, prepared me for this. And I did a deep dive into my soul in terms of what was next. Does this feel right? Is it the right thing to do? Wrote out a pros and cons list in terms of, you know, what are the pros to this opportunity versus the cons? And the pros outweighed the cons. And I talked to my family, my sons, so I got their opinions. So when I saw the excitement on their faces and my wife's excitement, my family's excitement, understanding that it was going to be hard work, they said, hey, you know, we're behind you 100%. We believe in you. We think you can do this. And why not? Give it a shot. You tell me when somebody who has never had any head coaching experience is asked, is given the keys to a university for the first time. That doesn't happen often. You know, usually you have to go start off at a GA position and work your way up. So for someone to see the potential in me or to see the head football coach in me, I had to really take that seriously, weigh it, and look at the opportunity and, you know, saw the commitment and investment that they're willing to make from the administrative side, from Mickey Allen's side, from President Glover's side, to see their vision, to make sure that it matches my goals and my aspirations of what I can do and the support that's needed. And I said, why not give it a shot?
TSU football coach Eddie George with us on the F&M Bank phone line. A lot of people, as you alluded to, you know, the lack of coaching experience. And when it was all announced, I do a midday show on the station with John Burton, and I said, Eddie's smart enough to know what he doesn't know and find the people to surround him who does. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. That's a very correct statement. I know what I don't know, and I embrace that. I know my strengths. I know my weaknesses. For me to sit up here and say that I can call a clean game, I've never called a game in my life. But I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to get in there and bring in the right people that know that. That's why it was important for me as I built out the staff to surround myself with people, first of all, that I trust, that have a great deal of experience, both, in the college ranks and professionally, that know how to build leaders, that are great teachers. So bringing in people like that to surround me and to really be passionate about the university and the opportunity was very critical. If I'm the smartest guy in the room, then we're in trouble. You know, so that's how I look at it. I have no ego when it comes to this. Again, you know, if it's about me, then I would be concerned about that. But if I'm really truly focused on giving the student athletes, the best experience, the best of everything, pouring into them, then I can't lose. You know, the scoreboard will take care of itself. But if I really cultivate and nurture the student athletes and surround them with the best people, then we'll get the best product out of them.
George Plaster, my buddy George, who's on this station, was at the press conference, asked a question about leaning on people, and certainly Jeff Fisher, and everything that, you know, he's been through in his career, player, coach, all of that stuff, and certainly as your head coach, how influential was his, I don't know that he would say, he probably was saying, get in there and do it. I know how he is, but just talk about his influence on this decision.
Well, you know, I talked to a lot of different coaches around the league, Mike Tomlin, Vrabel, Luke Fickell, guys that I know, and they gave me a vote of confidence to say, hey, you know, number one, you can do it. Two, are you passionate about it? Because this is not something you can just dip your toe in. You've got to really be fully immersed into that. But after talking to Jeff and really going through the operations, the day-to-day, what it would take, who's available, looking at budgets, that and really his vote of confidence, say, hey, man, you know, I can help you as much as I can, and I'm willing to do that, has been huge for me. So that gave me another vote of confidence. And sitting with Jeff and picking his brain and looking at his blueprint over the years of success for various, from the Titans to the Rams, and all that he's done has really been helpful to me. And working with him in this capacity has been an honor. You know, he was my former coach. We've done some great things together as player coach. And now coach or advisor coach, you know, it's been wonderful to work with him in this capacity. So having Jeff there with me to guide me, to advise me as a sounding board has been huge.
By the way, when you talk to Vrabel, you may want to loan him Antonio Zita. They need a kicker over there.
not quite yet. Not yet. Antonio Zita is a huge weapon, a talented young man. You know, we recognize that All-American.
Yeah.
He is tremendous, and we're going to support him every way possible so he can have the best season of his life. And I'm really excited to work with that young man.
Yeah, 62-yarder this past season. Yeah. That. have you had a chance to really peruse the roster and go through it? I know, obviously, that would jump out with you would be the freshman running back, Devon Starling, local mm-hmm. kid out of Cane Ridge, just had a great freshman year. The team is known for its offensive linemen over the years that go on and play at the next level. The Green Brothers, safety Josh, linebacker James, and some younger players as well. You got maybe the best punter in the OVC. So, yeah, you should win it all, right?
No pressure. Well, you know, looking at the roster certainly was very intriguing. I mean, it gives us some hope that, yeah, we can build around certain pieces. You know, you mentioned Devon Starling. I think he's a tremendous running back. Great instincts. He gets downhill quick. He gets on into the second and third level. He can break the home run. I'd like to see him in between those long runs, you know, churn out the hard, violent yards, you know, which is going to be required for our offense. Really excited to work with that young man, and certainly our special teams, our punter, kicker, like you mentioned, our return game special teams will be a huge emphasis for us. We're investing a lot into that specific area. You go back and look at the last game that they played, they had three block punts, and you can't have that. You can't win that way, especially in this conference. So special teams will be huge for us. So when I looked at the roster, I realized that, wow, you know, they do have the pieces and parts there, a big offensive line, an active defensive front in the trenches. They have some skilled players on the outside, some receivers that we like, the tight end. Trueheart has some talent that we recognize. You can emphasize a little bit more. Of course, we got to get solid at the quarterback position. That's you must have that guy. You got to find that guy. So whether that can be developed or we have to find somebody, that's going to be a huge priority for us. But scouring the roster, it looks great. Understanding, you know, who these kids are and what they've been through over the last year is going to be key. So we can't just come in day one and make them start running, you know, 35, you know, wind sprints, you know, 100 yards wind sprints. We got to be sensitive to know what they can do, who can do what, and build them from the ground up to see what we know and what they know, what they can handle. So I'm really excited to get with the kids at this point in time.
TSU football coach Eddie George with us. When you look, by the way, the OVC, that's a league, man. There's some quality talent that comes out of that.
No question.
Could you imagine though? I know we text exchanged last night in 1996. Obviously, the first round draft pick of the Houston Oilers. Your first training camp, Trinity University in San Antonio. They still did 3-a-days then. And it was my first year for the Nashville Banner to cover the NFL. I was the Vanderbilt beat writer, and I went kicking and screaming. But I tell you, that whole transition, everything you guys went through as you later became the face, but it was Frank Wycheck, Al Del Greco, Chris Sanders later. I mean, you and certainly Steve, everybody in that move, it was more, you were more than just football players when that move happened because, you know, you had to be embraced. Certainly 99 going to the Super Bowl in that first year of the stadium exploded it all. But you guys went through some things in that move that, you know, being in trailers out in Bellevue and everything that no other NFL team has done.
Yeah. You know, we went through a lot. Like you mentioned, we didn't have a lot. It felt like we were not in the NFL, based off of our, the operations, the facilities, just the lifestyle that you expect or the, all the amenities that you would think come along with being in the NFL that would be a great up from college football just wasn't there. It wasn't the glitz and glamour. It was blue collar. It was, we worked, our facilities in Houston was out of I believe an old, medical center.
On Del Rio, right? Over on Del Rio.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, we were having meetings in little cubicles. I mean, so it wasn't fancy, to say the least. So as time went on, we said things were going to get better. They only got worse before it got better. You know, moving from Houston to Nashville and playing in Memphis and flying every single week during the course of that season, but still, you know, remain competitive. We didn't use that as an excuse. We finished 8-8 during a tough time of trying to figure it out. And then 98 to play here in Nashville at Vanderbilt, and again, really couldn't sell a ticket. You know, no one was buying the NFL in Nashville product. It wasn't until 99 until we all put it together when we saw the stadium built. We saw the new facility, the operations. We had new equipment. We had new uniforms. There was a sense of professionalism that was brought to our organization that, hey, we are a real team. And I say all that to say that this kind of reminds me of that, but on the collegiate level in terms of Tennessee State, there are the bones are there. Operations are there. The indoor facility, the fields, everything is there. Now we just have to add some resources, tighten things up, from an operational standpoint of how they move every day to become more efficient. Bringing in, a new fresh design in terms of uniforms and look and feel. I think for the first time, in about 4 years, we're able to keep the kids over the summer, which is going to be a huge deal in terms of camaraderie and conditioning and building the body and really setting the culture and the foundation for what we're going to do. So those experiences, although I don't have direct head coaching experience in terms of on the field in game, I do have experience in terms of I know what a winning product looks like from the inside out and how that's built from the inside out and what's going to excite a team from the inside out, having direct experience with that. So, you know, coming from a player's perspective, I can say definitely I have that experience and I know that these things can make a difference in terms of how you look at your current situation as a player and how you can be excited about change and seeing things change and transform. I mean, when you smell fresh paint on the wall, and see new lighting in a building that you've gone into for years, that's change and that's a win. And I think that's where we're headed.
Eddie, certainly the HBCUs right now with your hire, Deion's hire at Jackson State, and wow, that second week of the season and the Southern Heritage Classic, there's going to be 60,000 people inside the stadium and 100,000 people outside of it. It's just a festival. And then that first game in the College Football Hall of Fame game up at Canton, Ohio, and then you running out on the field for the first time as a head coach. At Nissan, where you used to play. Oh, by the way, I've got a little recruiting pitch for you. Any kids you go head to head against Dion, you know, in recruiting, you got to get the mother, right? You know,
yep.
And you got to get the mom. So here's what I'm saying. You know, the mom, she wants to party with Dion, but she wants to marry you.
That's funny. That's a good one. That sounds great. And that they can marry me,
yeah.
You know, without the intimacy. And hopefully we can be married for a good 4 years and I can, you know, build their son into a man and they can have something they can be proud of. So I do like that.
Yeah.
That was just great.
Well, Eddie is the play-by-play guy over there and coach of show. I look forward to working with you. 25 years ago, it's hard to believe, all right? 25 years ago, we both were NFL rookies. So, hey man, I'm happy for you. Obviously, I love TSU. Happy for TSU. Go Big Blue, man. Good luck.
Go Big Blue. Thank you, brother.
All right. Eddie George on the F&M Bank phone line. Do you like that, Ray? That'll be up on the wall somewhere. Like I said, Eddie, I'm not going to sit here and tell everybody how cool he is. Everybody knows it. We'll take a break.
Want to advertise on the Big Blue Sports Network? It's simple. Send an email to info@tsusportsnetwork.com or call 615-727-5880. That's 615-727-5880. Become a part of the action with several packages available, or let us create one just for you. Call us today and advertise on the only home for TSU athletics. That's the TSU Big Blue Sports Network.
I'm Dr. Dan Boone, president of Trevecca. Our unprecedented growth in recent years is something that brings us great joy. While our enrollment and our 100% online degree options continue to grow, our mission will always remain the same. We're committed to preparing students to excel professionally while also demonstrating kindness, compassion, and servant leadership wherever life takes them. Learn more at trevecca.edu.
In a time when preventive care is more important than ever, routine oral and eye checkups could save your life. That's why Delta Dental of Tennessee offers dental and vision plans starting at less than a dollar a day. For example, our large network of dentists can detect 120 signs and symptoms of diseases before they're life-threatening. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7-day-a-week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. There's Strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Restaurante. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
It's University Showcase. Greg Pogue, Ray Dosky producing right in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. We spotlight Tennessee State University. Really enjoy the conversation with Eddie George. Looking forward to working with Eddie as the play-by-play guy and host of his coach's show. UT Martin, OVC segment. UT Martin head women's basketball coach Kevin McMillan for my money. Just the best. Really has built a quality mid-major program at UT Martin every year. Postseason expectations and realizations. Kevin, good morning. How you doing, man?
Good morning. I'm good.
Kyle Schwartz, who books this OVC segment for me, and of course, Kevin, our paths have crossed several times. We've got a lot of friends that are in common, also who are also pretty common. The very last thing he put down there, he's a big fisherman. So are you on a boat this morning? What are you calling from a boat? He also say you got a pond behind your house. So please tell me you're wetting the line sometime today.
No, I'm not today. Today I'm getting my mom from North Carolina and driving her back through Nashville to Martin to see my son Ben graduate. But I will be heading out pretty soon to Minnesota to go fishing. So it's coming soon.
Well, there's no crappie over there in Real Foot Lake either, so just let you know that. So
no, there's none.
Now, you've caught them all. That's what.
That's right. Yeah, they're all gone, so yeah. Everybody can quit fishing it, and we'll just. You know, we'll go check every once in a while.
Kevin, I tell you, and I meant this, you come from the high school ranks, so much success there, a stop at middle as an assistant, and now UT Martin and where your program is. And I want to talk, I don't want to bury the lead too much with Chelsea Perry, obviously the OVC Player of the Year, and we'll talk about her in a minute. But you've really built this program where it sustains, and I think that's what any coach would like.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. We started this with trying to be as local as we could and recruit Tennessee as hard as we could. And that is that, you know, if you look at our roster through the years, our best years are when we have a lot of Tennessee kids. And we've been fortunate also in that we tend to develop our kids versus recruit. And I think that for us, that has been kind of the difference. And, you know, with our budgets being lower and then, you know, a lot of the major schools, especially, and even our conference teams, the developing has been phenomenal, for us over the kids' 4 years. And when I get players like Jasmine Newsom that has played for me, and then I had David Russell who'd coached forever and was really experienced, and now Willie Trevathan, these guys have got, Jasmine can work with these guards at an unbelievable level because she played for me. And then I've got high school coaches that are working with me that are used to developing players. So I think that's probably been what has helped us over these 10 years.
UT Martin, women's basketball coach Kevin McMillan on with us. Chelsea Perry, OVC Player of the Year, two-time OVC Player of the Year, three-time All-OVC, the highest pick in the WNBA of any OVC player. It's one thing to get drafted, the 26th overall pick in the third round by the Indiana Fever, but even more important, she made that roster, and that's the cool part.
I don't think people understand how hard that is.
Yeah.
you know, there's only 12 roster spots on 12 teams. So we're talking about, 144 kids. And, you know, there's 36 that get drafted, but most of those aren't going to make the squads. But she did. And from what I've talked to her about and what I've seen written about her, she just kind of did it a blue collar way, which is how she came into our program. And I mean, it's just phenomenal that she made that roster and that she's going. And it's just a tribute to the kid and her work ethic.
Well, and her ability to score the basketball too, right?
that helps a tad. I'll tell you, if you can put the ball in the hole, that helps a tad. She told me she was working out with them, and she keeps up with her numbers because we do. That's one of the way we chart our teams and see how their improvement's going. And she was laughing when she called me one day after practice. She says, "Coach, I was terrible today." I said, "Well, Chelsea, what do you mean?" She says, "Well, we were doing a something-something drill," and she said, "I was only making 70% of my shots because I put really high standards on her." And she said, "But afterwards, the coaches were all excited," and she said, "I was like going, okay, maybe I can shoot." So she was excited because the next day she came in and said she was making everything, and they were like, "Oh, gosh, this kid can really put it in the hole," and she can, and it's just effortless, and it's fun to watch.
Well, and all year long, we were keeping up with her and Anastasia Hayes at MTSU, who was going to end up leading the nation in scoring. Did she finish? I should know this. Finished third in the nation in scoring?
She finished third.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking anything away from anybody else. Anastasia's a great scorer. I've watched her. And Chelsea was leading the country in scoring, and then she got hurt in a game in the first 5 minutes. And I don't think she had but like 5 points. And then another game we tried to bring her back, she wasn't ready. So two of those games, she didn't score. And she still ended up as the third or fourth leading scorer in the country. And, you know, it's just the kid just was phenomenal. And I wish that we had been able to showcase her more this year. But she got hurt and missed 8 or 9 games.
Yeah, and just the year that was crazy on top of everything else, right? I mean, nobody didn't go to college at Rhodes to learn about pandemic management, did you?
No, I don't think anybody has any idea of how to handle a pandemic. And any team, you know, I was talking to Linda and late in the season, and she said any team that made it through the season and is in the postseason has had a phenomenal year, and she's exactly right. The isolation that these kids felt and the staff, I mean, it's something you can't prepare for. And it's something that I don't think we all understand what these kids went through to get to play the game. And then if they're still playing in March, you know, that's just phenomenal.
Kevin McMillan with us, UT Martin women's basketball coach on the F&M Bank phone line. You had with all of that said, you still went 17-2 in the OVC, won the regular season championship. UT Martin's won it 7 times, 6 of them with you head coaching. But it just always, almost, I know there was the year a couple years ago, SEMO got in it, and every once in a while you have an upstart here or there, but invariably, it's going to come down, seemingly, between you and Belmont just about every year.
That's what it's become.
Yeah.
In the last 5 years. It has, and I think what I noticed in the league when I first got here was that it was a good league at the top, and then it was not very good below the top, and it was like one. So Tennessee Tech was really good. Middle was really good for years, and then they would drop a little bit and Tech would rise up, and then they would drop down and you'd see another team jump in there. And I think what's happened over the last 6 or 7 years is that we have been able to stay pretty constant. Belmont has now become constant. And so now the league overall is rising because you're still getting that other good team. So now we're having 3 or 4 good teams in the league. And I think that's helped in our jump from, I think when I got here, our conference RPI was like 31 or 32 out of 33. And I think last year we were 15th.
Yeah.
And so that's a phenomenal jump, and hopefully we can sustain it You know, Belmont beating Gonzaga in the NCAA tournament was huge this year for our conference. Us winning two games in the postseason was huge for our conference. And hopefully we can keep better, so getting better, so that whoever gets in that tournament will have a decent seed and a chance to win.
Well, yeah, and it was what the WNIT is pretty sort of, they did it like in what, pods? I know you beat Louisiana, Illinois State, lost to Memphis. No, you lost to Nebraska in Memphis, but the first OVC women's team to win multiple games in a postseason tournament. How about that?
Yeah, it was in pods in Memphis, and it was just amazing that Louisiana and Illinois State were really, really good, and we probably played our best game against Nebraska, which will never be noticed. But yeah, our kids finished on such a high note, and Chelsea was just phenomenal. And the opportunity to play in the postseason, you know, people, you know, I don't want to say that UT Martin fans are spoiled, but they don't grasp how hard it is to get into the postseason, and the fact that we've been able to do it 10 or 11 times in 12 years is crazy, but it is so hard because there's so many good teams out there, and there's so many good players, and, you know, the competition level is getting better and better and better every year, which is making it harder.
All right, now we got to get down to the brass tacks here, okay? The Hearth Restaurant. I get to come, you know, with TSU, I do their play-by-play, so I get to come up for football and basketball and all of that. I will not eat at the Hearth Restaurant before a game because I have to take a nap at halftime.
That's fair. That's very fair.
Have you been there?
I would have to tell you. Yeah, oh Lord, yes. If you really want to do it right, I'll tell you. You eat Sammy's before the game. You won't feel the Hearth if you're going to spend the night. No question. You eat it the night before. Sammy's would be for lunch before the game, and okay, then after the game, you could go to the Grind, and you're gonna. Yeah, we've got people that are driving from all over to eat at those places.
Yeah,
so, yeah, you. We'll take care of you.
Oh, the Hearth Restaurant. You better get ready to eat. And then you can class it up at the Opera Restaurant, right? Little class.
The Opera House is very good. Yes, it's very, very good. Now, I didn't, you know, some of us can't afford to do that.
Oh, often,
so we have to be a little careful there.
Kevin, congratulations on the past season and just the program you've built there. You mentioned it. You've been in the postseason, I think, what, all but 1 year, and that's saying something. As you mentioned, that's not an easy task. And keep it up, and good luck to you. And go find those fish in Minnesota. What are you going to fish for in Minnesota, by the way?
Well, we go up there and we actually are fishing mostly for largemouth because the Minnesota folks don't like them. And so they don't really fish for them.
Really?
So, you know, we like to go catch.
It's
very interesting.
Hey, yeah, I know. You don't go fishing. You go catching, right?
Yeah, well, I hate to tell you, yes, we do, because I'm too old now to go fishing. So if I'm going, I got to catch.
You dang straight. Kevin, it's been fun. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Kevin McMillan, he's done a great job, and literally great job. I don't throw that adjective around too often yet for the UT Martin women's basketball program. Up next, my buddy Greg Ruff from Trevecca.
When you get to be my age, you've seen just about everything. But the one thing I plan on never seeing is out-of-pocket expenses that Medicare doesn't pay for. And with Medicare supplement coverage from Farm Bureau Health Plans, I'll never be out-of-network, so I can use the doctor I want to choose. So if you're turning 65 and have questions about Medicare supplement plans, dental, vision, or prescription drug coverage, talk to a representative today or visit us at FBHP.com. Farm Bureau Health Plans. Plan on us.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
At Trevecca, we value the opportunity to strengthen and empower leaders. That's why we're proud to be the fastest growing graduate business school in Nashville. We offer fully online master's and doctoral degrees in business administration that will elevate your professional skills and take your career to the next level. Reach your professional peak with Trevecca. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or learn more at trevecca.edu.
Want to advertise on the Big Blue Sports Network? It's simple. Send an email to info@tsusportsnetwork.com or call 615-727-5880. That's 615-727-5880. Become a part of the action with several packages available, or let us create one just for you. Call us today and advertise on the only home for TSU athletics. That's the TSU Big Blue Sports Network.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit SamsSportsGrill.com.
Against all better judgment and no half-stepping, Redneck Nation is now full-time. Nashville Sports Radio is serving up the best coverage of your Nashville Predators. When the clock hits 5, the Renegades of Puck are on the air twice a day, a.m. or p.m. Every weekday at 5, Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck give you Predneck Nation. If the clock says 5, Predneck Nation is on Nashville Sports Radio.
University Showcase, Greg Pogue, Ray Dosky, right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, spotlighting TSU, the programs of the OVC, and certainly Trevecca, and a few things from Trevecca before we talk to Greg Ruff of what's going on over there. Baseball, Coach Chase Sane on a roll, big day today. They started the GMAC championships up at Prasco Park in Mason, Ohio. Wednesday beat Malone 4-1. Thursday beat Kentucky Wesleyan 6-5 in a quarter final. Yesterday beat Hillsdale 11-1 in the semifinal. It's a double elimination tournament, so they go in today's title game against Tiffin, needing to win one of the two. If they win that first one at 11, they're the GMAC champion again. If they lose that first one, they got another one to fall back on to win the championship. Softball, Coach Ben Tyree lost. They had to go the other way around. They got to the title round but had to win twice. They lost 4-2 to Ohio Dominican last Saturday and now waiting on a possible at-large NCAA regional berth. That announcement's coming soon. Sunday morning at 9, and then off their GMAC championship, and Ryan Rosick GMAC medalist. The team competed at the NCAA Division II Super Regional in Kansas City. And so we'll get updated with that as well. But they did not, they were not one of the four teams to advance to the NCAA. And so, of course, the NCAA a few years ago, fifth place in the Division II National Championship. So that wonderful season comes to an end for Coach David Head and his team. Joined now by Director of Communications at Trevecca, Greg Ruff. Gregory, good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you see you saved the best for last today.
Well, I mean, I listen, you know, we rotate this. I was going to put Eddie George first regardless, okay? I'll just tell you that.
Okay.
You know, right. And you would too.
Eddie and George and I have a lot in common, including we were both on the field for the Music City Miracle.
And so was I.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nice talking to you, Greg.
So we can't really do much better than that, can we?
No, I was standing right next to my buddy Hope Hines. You know, I could have ran right out there and tackled Kevin Dyson. I'd been famous, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Well, I was there with Paul Kaharski, so there.
Well. Why did you go there? What's going on? Let's start with baseball, man. Great opportunity to win the GMAC today. They got two cracks at it against Tiffin.
Yeah, and I stayed last night at Prasco Park. By the way, let me after this, let me talk about Prasco Park and this atmosphere and facilities and stuff like that. But yeah. Stayed last night and watched Tiffin and Hillsdale. Hillsdale's a team that Trevecca played and beat earlier and sent them in the championship bracket final. And so they had to play Tiffin. Tiffin had to win two to get here today, and they did. And they are the last time we had this tournament, which was 2019. They won it out of the loser's bracket as well. So they are a very good team. They hit it, and they are on a roll, and I think it will be a terrific championship game today.
Well, and Chase Sain has done a marvelous job in his first year.
Oh, my goodness. And I've told him this in person, and I think I've talked about this on here as well, but, you know, you could not ask somebody to do a better job under the circumstances in which he got the job. And as his first head coaching job came in August in the middle of COVID with, you know, trying to balance the seniors, all the returning seniors, the normal seniors, the class as well, had 15 seniors on senior day. And, you know, you just think about trying to make all those guys happy and make them play as one. And he's done that. He's done it from the very beginning. And, you know, very proud of them. And it's been fun. And I could not be cheering for them more today.
Hey, before we, I want to don't bury the lead. We'll come back to circle back to Prasco Park there in Mason, Ohio. Softball coach Ben Tyree got to that championship round, didn't advance. We're runner up. The at large announcements are coming Sunday at 9 for the NCAA regionals. Got a good chance for that?
I think so. I mean, obviously, we're any of us who are Trevecca are biased that, but I mean, they won the regular season. They started off ranked, had a really tough start. But corrected that, you know, ended up with a 13-game winning streak, won the regular season. Kind of the only blip in there is they lost the opening round game, but they lost to the best freshman, one of the best freshmen to come around in the conference in a long time. She not only beat them in the circle, she beat them with a go-ahead home run. And so that was just one of those deals. They played a team that was hot. But then they did the hard work. They won four in a row to get back to the championship game. You know, I feel like they deserve that opportunity. We'll see. I mean, it is a vote. It is an opinion, and we'll see what happens Sunday night at 9 p.m. They want to keep us up.
Oh, is it Sunday night? Is it Sunday at 9 p.m.? I had Sunday 9 a.m.
9 p.m.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Sunday. There's two nines on Sunday. One of them they'll be announcing the NCAA regional. Then let's wrap, put a bow on Coach David Head men's golf. They won the GMAC, seventh GMAC title. Ryan with the GMAC, and then they are off to the Super Regional in Kansas City, and just couldn't get into that top four to advance.
No. I mean, normally it's the top six advance, you know, and in COVID they've dropped it down to to go to the national championship. So they still wouldn't have made that, but it just kind of, you know, it's one of those deals. You play golf enough, you know that you get off to a rough start, which they did, and it builds, and they never could quite overcome it. They did have a really good second round and got themselves at least in contention, but couldn't close the door. And, you know, everybody else there was doing the same thing. So they had another great year, seven championships. Seven of the eight have gone to Trevecca, and David Head has done a great job taking over for Robbie Wilson, who's now the head coach at Austin Peay. And, you know, it's just been a great run for men and women golf for a number of years, and David's a big part of that. We're getting ready to start construction on a on-campus indoor facility that will enhance David's abilities to coach the team up and recruit and also do ministry in the area. So that's about to happen as well. We're supposed to start that last year in COVID, and of course a lot of things got delayed because of that, but we're starting to see the end of that, and that's kind of what I was going to talk about Prasco, too, as well.
Okay, Greg Ruff with us on the F&M Bank phone line. University Showcase, Trevecca, Director of Sports Communications. All right, I can tell when you're itching to talk about something, so scratch that itch.
Well, you're a baseball fan. You and I,
yes.
Of all the things that we have in common, we both love baseball.
Except I hate the Cardinals.
Well, that's a blip on the radar for you. They're in first place, I believe, still.
Yeah, they don't give trophies out in May.
but this is a place that seriously, next year you need to come. This is, they've got old, is it Crosley Field that was in?
Yeah, Crosley Field. Yeah. I actually, as a kid, went to Crosley Field. It had the left field had the incline.
Yeah, the seats you sit in are out in right field, probably. They have some of the seats from that out in this beautiful right field. Yeah. And then it's like a minor league park here. The folks at Prasco allow the conference to play here for free.
Wow.
That's not all. They then let everybody come in for free.
Really?
And then then they feed everybody for free.
Who is we? Is that just the Prasco Park people, the Mason, Prasco, Ohio?
Prasco Pharmacies.
Wow.
Pharmaceuticals.
That's cool, yep. Man.
Yeah, they've done this for a number of years now, and they do it as a ministry, and it is top notch. Their field staff, grounds crew is tremendous. This place is impeccable for everything, and it's just great. It's a great atmosphere to be in, and it's a lot of fun. It's even better when you win, and we've done that before, and they're going to try to do that today again. But it's hats off to Prasco and Mr. Arrington and their whole family for what they do and just making this a special event for everybody who comes here.
Mason, is that basically
Cincinnati?
Yeah, sort of like Hendersonville to Cincinnati?
Yes.
To Nashville? Yeah, something like that. I knew it was part of like suburban Cincinnati and everything. So you're up there, huh? Pull them through, man.
I'm going to try. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to try to stay out of the way. They're wearing their championship perps. Hey, also, you mentioned softball. Congratulations to them on a great season through all this. And could not be more happy for them. And they deserve a chance to go to the region. That's just my opinion, and I hope they get that. They were 15-3 when COVID shut them down. They battled through that. Everybody came back for them, too, for the most part. And they came through a tough start, and they fought their way back. And Ben and Sarah Dawes have done a great job with this team. So I'm hopeful that they will get to go on to regionals as well.
Greg Ruff, Director of Sports Communications at Trevecca here on University Showcase, joining us on the F&M Bank phone line. Thanks, Gregory. Have a good day. Win a championship, man.
Thank you. Tell Eddie thanks for warming up for me.
All right. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Greg. Yeah, Eddie George, the opening act for Greg Ruff. Let's take a break.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well.
That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead,
Murfreesboro,
Hendersonville,
Old Hickory,
and our newest location at Nipper's Corner.
At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, featuring half-price beer
from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily,
Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game.
For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no Northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Do you desire to become a leader who can influence and encourage other employees, students, or clients? Trevecca offers a variety of undergraduate and graduate degrees in leadership that are relevant, accessible, affordable, and fully online. You'll gain skills and knowledge to lead in fields such as business, technology, education, ministry, government, and healthcare. Transform your work environment for the good. Call 844-TNU-GRAD. Or learn more at trevecca.edu.
Want to advertise on the Big Blue Sports Network? It's simple. Send an email to info@tsusportsnetwork.com or call 615-727-5880. That's 615-727-5880. Become a part of the action with several packages available. Or let us create one just for you. Call us today and advertise on the only home for TSU athletics. That's the TSU Big Blue Sports Network.
Oh, wow. What was that?
I think that was a red-tailed hawk. Pretty awesome.
Kentucky is home to nearly 1,000 species of animals, and many of these need our help.
Funding just isn't keeping up.
However, you can help out.
You can help save these species by becoming a member of Kentucky Wild.
When you join, you'll be directly supporting wildlife facing threats across our state.
And there's some pretty good perks for you, too.
To find out more, visit fw.ky.gov/kywild.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night, starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Restaurante.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Kathy Lee Gifford.
Boy, do you guys know how to treat a lady. I'm an entertainer. I came out of the womb with a rim shot and a pratfall. And I'm not going to change. That's who I am. Wow. To me, it could have been a piece of poo-poo. It was paying my bills, baby.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
University Showcase, Greg Pogue, producer Ray Dosky. We're in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. I want to thank Eddie George, the new TSU football coach, for joining us this morning. UT Martin women's basketball coach Kevin McMillan and Gregory Ruff, my buddy, the director of sports communications over at Trevecca as well. Coming up at 10 o'clock, the Millennial Sports Morning. Zach, Ray, all of the guys, right? Coming up in about an hour. Hang out.